All right, stick around after the closing jingle, because today we have an interview with Gretchen Wilson from this week. She has a brand new song, actually her first song in 6 years, her first new song. It's called Little Miss Runner Up. She'll explain all about where she came from and how she got to this point. Again, that's right after the closing jingle. Stick around for that.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Welcome to episode 482.
Ching! Whee! Bring out your dead!
I'm not going to cut a toe off to save $300.
That was my father saying, I'm not going to spend $300. What did he say again?
He said, I'm not going to cut. He was talking about a shoe insert that he needed. And he said, I'm not cutting off a toe to save $300.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, so the way it works is that because Sue got free shoes because she had a missing toe from diabetes.
All right.
Since he doesn't have that, he doesn't get free shoes, but they're expensive. They're like $300. And cue the clip.
I'm not going to cut a toe off to save $300.
So there's why. Context.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what's pretty good.
Pretty
great. Oh, man.
And the great thing is that he said it was... It was at a doctor's appointment, and that's when he thought he had, shark something.
Oh, yeah, shark tooth.
He thought he had shark tooth.
Whatever that is.
But it's not shark tooth. Surprised. It's like a shark. It's a something else. Yeah, a nurse is yelling it right now.
I remember your dad.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're sitting in there to go in for that appointment. And then he starts telling me about his shoes, and then he says that, and you should have seen the people turn around and look at him, because he's just saying it out. I mean, I didn't even know why I was recording. I think I was recording like I knew something was about to happen.
You're just around your dad. So you know good, something dude. Is always about to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And my dad called me the other day. So Frankie, my son, took off and went to my parents' house so he can work on some school and things like that. So it's a good place for him to get away from all the distractions of, you know, the college football game on PlayStation and all that, and his friends and all. So he's concentrating on that. He parked his car in the driveway. They had a big storm come through, and a tree fell on his car, smacked out his windshield.
Oh, no.
And so dad called me up. I thought somebody had died. I pick up the phone, and it's my dad calling from his phone. He and my mom have each their own phones, but they always call me from my mom's phone because she's the one who can dial. My dad, like, can't see it or whatever. He calls me, and he's like, son? I'm like, yeah. Hey, Dad, everything okay? Well, no. And I was like, oh, no, who died? And he goes, Frankie needs a new windshield. And I'm like, oh, this is good. This is great news. So maybe that's the way to break bad news to people, is to make it seem like it's far worse.
Mm.
Because I was very relieved that it was just a branch fell and broke his windshield. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's fine. We have insurance. It'll get taken care of. Yeah, he can't drive it. I'm like, okay, all right. But he was so concerned, man. I don't know. I'm like... Can we say, like, can we have more of the tree fall on more of the car and fix the other things that he's messed up? That would be nice, but not an option.
You ever had a tree fall on anything that you own?
No. No.
I had a tree fall in my house.
You did? All right.
Yeah. I came home from a big storm, and I was like, well, that's a tree on my house. Oh. And, yeah, so...
I almost had one fall on my car, but fortunately I had parked far enough ahead in my driveway that the tree was behind it by about 10 feet.
Well, when I went to
go
get
a tree on my house,
I went to go get the roof fixed, and the insurance company started giving me a pain about, well, you're claiming that the tree fell on this date, but, you know, for all we know, this damage has happened, da da da. And I'll tell you what saved me was I had taken pictures and uploaded them on Facebook.
I told them to take pictures.
Yeah, they were timestamped. So that helped because the insurance company was trying to not give me roof money.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like them.
I know, right? And so they're like, I mean, do you have any documentation? I'm like, as a matter of fact, here it is on Facebook.
Here's my Facebook link.
Yeah, so then again, you're not giving me the check. You're giving it to that dude. Like, I'm not pocketing anything.
I would have to tell the insurance person, okay, first of all, you're going to get a friend request. It's going to look kind of weird. That's me because my page is private. Yep, then you can see my pictures.
I've had it fall once or twice on the house.
I got a tree on my house.
And two that just missed the cars. Mm. I had those Bradford pear trees.
That's terrible. What fell on me. Yep.
Terrible. Same. Terrible. Yeah, they grow quick and they're pretty.
They're heavy, and that's the problem, too. They get heavy with either water, ice, whatever the thing is, and they split.
Yeah, they can't handle. So,
like, how is that a... How are they even a thing? Wouldn't you have thought that, you know, intelligent evolution would have gotten rid of Bradford pears by now? If they split, you get so big, you just split.
I'm not sure.
Or is that how they whittle out the thing? Is like they, you have new growth because these split and are out of the way.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
Well, also because people keep planting them because they do grow so fast.
They're the cheap.
That a friend of mine who is in agriculture, he is on a mission to stop people from planting Bradford pears. Like he posts that on Facebook at least once every 2 weeks.
Yep. People still do it though.
Mm-hmm.
They're cheap, especially a lot of like contractors who put them in because they're
developers.
They're not going to be around. So
yeah, they're not going to have to deal with it in 5, 10, 15 years.
When it falls
years.
On your house.
I had 3 in the front yard and they all went.
Mm. Yeah, same. I remember I had all 3, I think, went down in one storm.
Oh, did you lose all in one?
Oh, yeah, all at once. Geez. It was great. It was awesome because the guy gave me a deal for taking them all out. I ended up having, I think, 8 trees go. If you remember that, I had to...
Yeah, you had a whole thing there.
Yeah, I had a bunch of trees. So we had some pines that went weird. They got some kind of infection. I didn't know that trees could get infected, but the pines got infected with something, and then so they were dying, and so the guy's like, yeah, these all need to come out. So I had the 3 that fell, and he's like, you know, we have a total of 8 here, and we could take 2 more, and I'm like, go for it. It was like you taking your dog to the dentist or the vet, and they're like, yeah, we got to take this one out. Might as well take this one and that one. And then they start
since we're here.
Piling on stuff.
Yeah. I have no idea what I was about to say.
I got a tree on my house.
Oh, tree work. It's very dangerous. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Have you watched those TikToks of like people threading the needles between houses they're taking trees down?
Oh, yeah.
They're felling trees with such precision.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty amazing.
Did you see the guys that got busted for climbing the redwood? It's a bunch of dudes from England who flew over here 2 years ago to climb a 360-foot redwood tree, which... guess you can do, but you're supposed to have permits. And they, of course, filmed themselves doing it. They're part of some tree climbing club. And now they're, like, in trouble for it, right?
There's a tree climbing club?
Yeah, you know what club they're not in? They're not in the meet women club. I'll tell you that.
There's, like, 360-foot tree. Like, I would get 6 feet up in a tree. And I'm like, and I'm done. Like, I'm a die.
I fell out of a tree once.
Yeah. I think I did too. I fell out of a chestnut tree.
It was only like, I was like 10, 15 feet up, but the branch I was on just broke. Mm. Not fun. I ended up on one of those, you know, those little, it's like a chain link fence, but at the top they've got the little points.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I landed on that.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Fun.
I just landed on chestnuts, which are little spikies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bummer, but it was only 6 feet. So.
Have you started decorating for fall yet?
I
bet you have.
I was going to decorate for fall/Halloween this weekend.
Yeah,
really? Halloween?
Well, because last year I moved in the month of September. So that meant I only got to enjoy my Halloween decorations in the month of October.
Yeah.
I need much longer than that.
How dare you only be able to enjoy them in the month that they occur.
I have the best Halloween pillows, so I'm going to pull those out. God. And I'm so excited. I have a Sleepy Hollow pillow. I've got a Michael Myers pillow. I've got a Headless Horseman.
So do you have more Halloween stuff than Christmas stuff?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did you make those?
I did.
With your cricket?
With my cricket. Yeah, I did actually buy one Sleepy Hollow pillow, but everything else I made. I even have a Thriller pillow.
Sleepy Hollow pillow from like...
It's actually a quote from the story. Because that's my favorite short story of all time.
What's the quote?
I forget what which one it was, but it's. I think it's with...
your favorite, though.
Okay, do you have your favorite short story memorized? No. No. But it's something about Ichabod. Washington. I've been to Washington Irving's home.
Oh, wow.
In Tarrytown. Yeah, that's who wrote it.
Tarrytown.
Tarrytown, New York.
Mm-hmm. Tarrytown.
Tarrytown.
Hey, over in Tarrytown. Tarrytown.
Yeah, Terry.
We had a Tarrytown in New Orleans, too. Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
Let me guess. I profess not to know how women's hearts are wooed and won.
No.
To me, they have always been matters of riddle and admiration.
No, that's not.
That's from Sleepy Hollow.
But that's not when he's wooing her.
Ducks and geese are foolish things and must be looked after, but girls can take care of themselves.
Look, he loves him some Katrina Van Tassel, but... I did not pick a romantic quote. That also, look, I got it at Michael's, okay?
His appetite for the marvelous and his powers of digesting it were equally extraordinary.
I think it's actually more closer to the end when it's Ichabod is running from what he perceives to be the headless horseman.
Villainy wears many masks, none so dangerous as the mask of virtue. Actually, that's a great quote.
I think it's Brombones that was the headless horseman, but that's just me. So it's open to interpretation.
You don't think it was a ghost?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh.
I think it was Brombones, but that's the point, that you it's open to interpretation, much like the Blair Witch Project.
Which was real. I thought that was real when I was younger. I was like,
hype started?
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is a real thing.
Look, it was like the first internet website that I was trying to look up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I got to know what's going on with these kids that disappeared in the woods, mm-hmm. and there's footage. Oh, my gosh. And then I went and saw the movie, and it was terrible.
Yes.
Oh, it was such a disappointment.
Oh,
did you get sick? Did you get sick?
No, I remember some guy in front of me at the end of the movie, and he stands up, throws his arms in, and he goes, "That's it!" And I'm like, "Same, sir. Same." I was like, "This is terrible." Meanwhile, my boyfriend was so freaked out, we had to go to Walmart because he wouldn't drive the hour home in the dark. He wanted to walk around in the light of Walmart because he was so freaked out by the movie.
Can't imagine why you didn't stay with him.
Wow. And this is why I don't watch horror movies in general, because I like to be able to walk around, drive, you name it, anything in the dark, be in the woods, I'm fine. Scary noises, I go, ooh, what was that? I'm sure it was an animal, not a murderer, not a ghost.
I want to say I was listening on my way here. And you guys talking about trees falling, and when Bubba pulled out the old, "There's a tree on my house," I applauded in my car. I did. I started clapping. I was in a red light.
Patrick just walked in, smelling smells of Infamil and frustration.
You have no idea.
Good to see you.
God.
You didn't even want to be on the podcast. You just want to get out of that place. I don't blame you. Two kids and
babies.
A wife. Two little ones.
Oh, man. They're so little.
They're so cute, though.
Yeah, oh.
Roy, and what's your other one's name now?
Xavier. And he's about to be 7 weeks old.
Oh, see, I've been reading it on Facebook, calling it Xavier.
It's both are correct.
Is it Xavier?
Xavier, yeah.
With an X.
Okay, so why? Okay, what makes the Z sound?
Xylophone?
Well, no, he said no, because it's not Xylophone. It's not Xylophone. He says Xavier. So Xavier, you would think it would be Xavier.
Did you miss us?
Boy, man.
I don't know. It was Xavier Roberts.
Yeah.
But that's not right.
I don't know. That guy had like $1 billion from Benny Cabbage
Patch. Explain Wednesday, okay? Listen.
Yeah.
In February.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure this out.
February.
Yeah. So
Xavier is how old now?
Almost 7 weeks. I guess he'll be 7 weeks old.
Wow.
Oh,
he's so little.
7 weeks.
Yeah. And he's really small.
He's really little.
Like, he's really little.
Yeah, 7 weeks old.
No, he's the size of a newborn. Like,
when do they get, solid poops?
Oh, I don't know, but we need some soon.
Sometimes.
Yeah, he was a little early, and then he's just little. He's like, we took him to the doctor last week. He was 8 pounds. Like, babies are born. Both of your kids were bigger than that when they were born.
Mine, yeah.
My first daughter was 6 pounds when she was born. She was tiny, too. So, I mean...
He's just, I don't know. But solid poop is a thing that you forget that you miss.
Remember when you had a puppy for the first time and it was yellow inside?
The puppy was yellow inside?
No. I never had a puppy.
The poopy.
not really.
You didn't have a dog growing up?
No.
Wow.
Not even an outside dog?
Mm-mm.
See, we had outside dogs. We had outside
We tried
animals.
Having an outside dog, but it kept jumping over the fence, and then my dad was like, I ain't keeping that damn dog.
Oh, no. We had outside dogs that roamed the neighborhoods and impregnated all the other dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Because my dad wasn't going to go and get it, you know, taken care of.
I ain't paying to get no dog fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Hashtag adopt, don't shop.
You don't spend money on a dog.
Hashtag spay and neuter. Man. Hashtag Bob Barker.
Dude, I remember I heard Bob Barker say spay and neuter. I had to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
No idea. Those words were not in our at all.
I didn't know what he meant.
No. Yeah. No.
We're paying to have that done.
I remember Dad saying, I was so excited when the dog had like a litter of like 12.
Please don't tell this story.
Stop
please
the story.
Don't tell this story. Pick. Don't tell this story.
Look, man, there's a difference.
We're trying
between,
to save you.
It's fine. There's a difference between growing up city and growing up country. And, you know, like the things spay and neuter are not country things.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Responsibility is everybody's concern.
Because it has looks like it has Boots, Daddy. And look, I'm going to name him Boots. Okay, well, load up the rest. Yeah.
Just remember, though, before anybody gets all upset, dogs used to live without people long before, for millennia, before people ever got involved.
I remember waving at the car. I think I remember actually saying, okay, well, bye.
Bye, puppies.
I'll see you at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
We never went to that farm.
No. Don't even really know where that farm is.
I don't remember. Yeah, I didn't. Anyway. So that's that. So Xavier's 7 weeks old. Through the thing? Or
No.
What do you have? Like,
stays up all night.
Do they sleep in the same room with you? What's your setup?
No. Well, right now, Vivica sleeps in the nursery because the 2-year-old won't go to bed without her because he's being clingy. And so she basically sleeps upstairs with the baby and the 2-year-old.
Oh, that's
awesome?
Perfect for you. What are you complaining
I'm
about?
I'm not complaining.
You walked in like you were
She might be listening. Because they do wake up all, oh, my gosh. And, you know, and then they wake me up. They come downstairs. The baby's crying. It's just a whole thing.
I would say that her sleeping away from you is worth putting up with the kids every night. She may
I'm
never come back.
I supposed to say something like, no, I miss for having
whom?
Her in the bed with
who
me.
Who is it worth it for, though?
Oh, no, I thought he meant for Vivica.
Oh, I did.
That's
mean.
What I'm saying. So what, that's what I thought you meant.
So what
I thought he meant for me.
No. What size bed do you guys have?
Oh, we have a king-size bed.
What is she sleeping
anything
on upstairs?
Smaller would be an impossibility.
No. It's a queen-size bed upstairs. She has by herself.
So you get the whole king-size bed by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That's about, you crank that AC down, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. CPAP on.
Oh,
fan
CPAP
kicking,
on.
Everything.
Fan blowing
dude.
Right on.
White
me.
Noise.
Do you have like a vibration on your bed at all?
No.
Oh,
I should get that.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, blackout curtains because I sleep during the day.
Hey, can you buy like a vibration thing that will just make the bed shake?
I think so.
I'm sure
they'd make
somebody
that.
Somebody made that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, yeah, of course.
Huh.
I was going to ask you, you ever put essential oil in your water for your CPAP?
No.
Oh, a couple of drops of like lemon? Yeah.
Really?
I do. I don't think you should. I put a couple of drops of lemon.
Are you supposed to do that? I don't know.
And it just, and it, you smell.
Yeah,
through
you smell
the thing.
It all night.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Not a lot. Just like two or three. You'll figure it out.
I have one of these.
It's
ultra,
not overpowering, though.
Uh-uh. No, I just do a couple, though.
I have one of these ultraviolet things. You put all the stuff in to clean, and you know, zap
it. Yeah.
And then it smells.
It's clean.
No, it smells like cancer. It just does. It's like this is carcinogenic. There's
no way
this is good.
I use what's the thing that they clean jewelry with? Ultrasonic.
Oh yeah.
So I have an ultrasonic cleaner. And I just put it in some water and a little cleaning tablet and
fancy
comes out. It
Aren't
smells
you guys
fresh.
Jealous? You wish you had a CPAP.
Dude, I tell you what, man. After you can get past, hey, it's a thing. It's hard. It's like being waterboarded with air, and it's hard to finally get it.
Have you seen the commercials for the thing that is internal?
Oh, yeah, I don't
want to. No way.
That what's his name guy?
No, it's similar. He had his is like a magnet, and I don't know what the device is, but. Yeah, kind of.
It's called C Spire, and it's like a And I don't know how it works, but it's in you.
Yeah, I don't want to.
They implanted it in you.
One of our friends actually was the guinea pig for that. He was the first ever person to have this sleep
JJ
thing.
JJ had that.
Yeah, JJ. He had it implanted into his body.
He was so excited.
Oh, my God.
And he said it was like the greatest thing he's ever done.
I'll tell you, though, I would wake up 35 to 40 times a night.
Oh, and
beforehand, before I did it. And now I wake up. I do wake up throughout the night, but it's not nearly that many times. But my back is sore because I sleep on my back now.
You sleep so much better.
I can sleep flat on my back. Yeah. Before, if I tried that, dude, it's like...
I've been having problems with my arms because I sleep on my side, but I used to roll over every 15 minutes. Now I can stay there for like 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
And I wake up and my arm has been in this position, you know, all cracked up for 3 hours. And it's like, oh, why is my arm always sore?
Yeah.
Because I've been hitting the gym. No, it's because I slept on it wrong.
Because Vivica's upstairs. Sorry about that.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, we keep our house at like 71 degrees.
71?
She didn't live there.
What, are you growing pot or something?
I'm telling you, because I live with a woman. If she didn't live there, it would be 65 in my house all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I see those advertisements from the government. They're like, don't forget, set your thermostat at 78 when you're home. 78?
70. I went to...
That's why I don't have a smart thermostat, because they can control and change. They can literally say... Oh, sorry. We're experiencing a big drain on the system, so we're going to bring your heat or your air down. Oh, it's
Do you know, I keep mine at 71, and every day I turn on my electric blanket to get cozy underneath.
That's great. Hey, whatever works.
Hey,
I had, and I don't have them right now, but I have some of those. It's the flannel, not flannel, but fleece, like those little throws you get for your sofa. But I bought actual sheet sets. That are made of that fleece stuff. It's amazing.
That's what I have, Berkshire.
Yeah. And like you keep the house as cold as possible and you get inside of these fleece, not flannel, fleece sheets, and it's like sleeping inside of a teddy bear. It is the most comfortable thing ever and it's the perfect temperature. I'm just saying it may be the best hack ever for sleeping.
And they get softer the more you wash them.
Really?
Oh. Per QVC. That's what they told me when I bought them.
Well, thank you, QVC.
I have grounding sheets.
Where you actually have to plug them in.
Yes, he does.
Stupid.
I tried to get into that because, I don't know, somebody told me it was a thing, and then I realized it was stupid. I didn't do it. Let me guess, that comes from your wife.
Yeah, it does.
So you're making fun of me for having my house 71 degrees.
Yeah, I'm sleeping
on something grounding sheets.
It's plugged into the wall. now the latest one is, I actually kind of feel like this one works. It's the infrared things. I don't know. It's just red lights. I guess it's infrared. And you're
sleeping in laser tag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like 30 minutes or whatever. And then take it off, put on your whatever. But I have to, you can't do it with a shirt on. So I have to put her through that.
Oh,
you know, that's not great.
So if I remember right, the grounding sheets, they have like silver threads throughout them, right?
Man, the whole thing, it's an engineering marvel. It's all woven through it.
Does it feel like an electric blanket?
No, there's no heat.
No.
It's just, I watched a video. Now, I also watch this land on the moon, so I don't know, follow this, whatever. Yeah. But they had like a voltage meter and put it on the thing, and you could see where it drops the thing when they plug the sheet into the wall. Some people will run it outside. They don't plug it in.
That's
they run,
I had.
They run it outside
to a stake in the ground.
And they wrap it around the thing.
So it's actual from the ground.
Grounded, yeah.
Well, I live on the second floor, so that's not going to work.
You could do that. You could run it and stake out the window.
Go down the balcony in front of the sushi place.
Right next to the biscuit
city.
Love.
Somebody lives in the city. Good Lord. When you live above a sushi place, it's very obvious you don't live in a small town.
Right.
Yeah,
it's like, that ain't happening.
Or you own the sushi place.
My hometown had no sushi place and no second floors. So,
well, that was how you knew who was rich. You got a two-story house. You have stairs.
Yeah.
What?
Uh huh. Yeah.
I remember that was a sign.
Decks were a thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
If you had a deck on your house.
A deck? Yeah. That's rich.
I remember the first time I went to somebody's house and they had stairs in their house. I was like, what? You have a staircase in your house?
Jeff Apple, his house, they used to have the big, like,
the big
pillars. The big pillars. Like, remember that was a
thing? Oh, yeah. Like the Grecian.
Oh, on the front on the front porch?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Four big white pillars. And they had rocking chairs out there.
Oh, my gosh.
And the chandelier looking light that hangs down.
And they never
webs
sat
all
in
over.
Those chairs.
Never.
Ever.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. God. In fact, they didn't even use that door. And that's the door you walk in and you can go upstairs or downstairs immediately. You know, it's like you walk in, you're like, poof, you got to make it. Yeah. It's kind of split off like
decide.
That.
I'll tell you another thing. My bud Stewart, they had a rug in the living room, like one of those real fancy Indian rugs with the tassels on the end, the whole thing. Everyone else either had hardwood floor or carpets or tile. You know what I mean? I never saw. They had a
linoleum.
Giant fancy rug in their living room that kind of it tied the room together, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, first time I ever saw that. I was like,
first time you ever saw a rug?
Oh yeah. Oh man,
rugs
I was like 12.
Thing.
That was not a thing.
I'm trying
I said, you either had carpet or floor. You didn't have a fancy rug like that.
We had carpets in the only rug we had growing up was in the kitchen right in front of the sink.
Oh, that's
like a little decorative.
Yeah, that's like a.
That
yeah,
a
little,
that's a floor mat.
That's a floor mat. That's not really
that
like
was,
a.
That
you
was
know,
the rug
big,
we had.
Oh, how about when you. How about the toilets that were cushiony?
Oh, the soft seats?
The soft seats? Or they would put the. That thing on it that was like crocheted or something.
Oh, yeah. No, it was like it's like carpet, like, basically.
Yeah, it was like carpet.
It was like shag carpet.
And it, yeah, and
cover on your toilet.
Toilet, and it had the matching bottom, you know, around the toilet
around,
and
yeah,
by
the,
rug, the sink.
Yep.
So your feet were cozy.
Oh, my gosh.
And having a bookcase or something in the bathroom that you could keep your magazines, your, you know, guideposts and. Mad Magazine.
Reader's Digest. That's
cracked.
We had issues of Mad Magazine.
Yeah. Someone who put way too much thought into the bathroom is what that is.
Some of those were like built-ins. They built it into the wall right across from
the
toilet.
Over the
toilet? Or right across from the toilet.
I didn't know anybody with that stuff. That's that money right there, man.
And then seeing showers that weren't like a cloth or whatever. It was like a door.
Oh, you know, like glass.
Like plexiglass. Yeah.
That was big time. The sliding glass.
We didn't take showers. We took baths.
Man, to me, even having a curved shower, whatever you want to call it, the curtain rod, even a curved one was like a sign of sophistication.
Mm-hmm.
You have those
curved
in my house because I need the space. I need that curved rod.
I know, man. Don't get an RV. Well, we had an RV, and one time, like, then we'd stop at places, and they would have, you know, like, facilities that you can go in, shower and bathroom.
Like Love's? Gas stations?
Yeah, kind of, but it's at the park or the campground. And because the only way I could use that shower is I would turn the water on and then take the little – it had a little detachable head, and I would spray the wall and then take soap and put it on the wall and then get in it and rub back
yourself.
And forth. And then I would get out, flip, get back in and do my front.
Like a dog.
Now the whole time the door's open, water's going everywhere because I can't close the door. So half my body's sticking out of the shower.
And you might isn't well just
what am I doing? Why?
Don't do it.
Why?
Just
so
do it.
Yeah. And if I had to, you know, sit down on the toilet, my leg would go out in the hallway because I was too big.
Was it the toilet and the shower a combo?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because I keep looking at those things because I really want to take a train ride across the country because I've never done it here in America. I've done it in Europe and all that, and it's cool. But I want to get one of the little rooms that has a bathroom, and it's the toilet and the shower are shared.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that on the airplane?
Mm-mm.
A shower an airplane?
Yes, it's like it's well above first class. It's things like Emirates that I follow a lot of travel bloggers who fly all over the place.
Wow.
And they do. They have these cabins that however much thousands of dollars that you can only take a 10-minute shower. That's how long the water lasts. But it is. It's shower and toilet in there. So you have your own almost train compartment, but in the sky.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Why?
I'm surprised you don't have a – I'm surprised you haven't done the van thing yet. Because you're so into the Vans.
Do you know what my biggest hang-up about the van thing is? Where do I put my T-shirts? There's not enough room in a van for all my T-shirts.
You mean live in the van? Live in it?
I mean, like I could, but also I need to be prepared. So I would need to take a bunch of them with me, depending on where I was going to go. And, you know, so it's also the bathroom part that I've seen the composting toilets. That's not for me.
That's you don't want that.
No,
what you need
me.
Is just a toilet seat that connects to like a hitch on the back. And
that's
you just sit
okay.
There.
That's a nope. And in the shower. And I know you can go to campgrounds and you can go to Love's and places like that. But I that's like my I love the idea of it. It's the execution of my need for a bathroom.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Sometimes you see these people with the tiny houses, and I'm like, I don't think I could sit in that room, much less live in it.
I could. I totally could. I mean, at my house, I've got a house that's too big for what I need right now. And I sit there and I think, I really only use two rooms in this whole house. Yep. I use, you know, my bedroom, and I use the kitchen / living room, and that's it. Yep. I don't need anything big.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they're get you one of those things where it's like a container, you know, those.
Containers.
When my kids, I think when they're all grown up and out of college and all that kind of stuff, like right now, I don't know where they're going to land. So I have to have enough room for them to come and stay and be there and all that kind of stuff. But I think once they're older, I'm going to totally downsize, man. I'm kind of excited
about that.
They
have that
place
between here. It's between the Tennessee state line and Cullman, Alabama. They're like sell shipping containers. Mm-hmm. Every time I drive by it, I think, that looks so cool. You could build something out of that.
I want to do that.
I watch a lot of that on Tiny House Nation. I watch a lot of that.
I want to build.
And people make them.
Somebody took one and they took two or three of them, mm-hmm. connected them together kind of like in this U shape, and then they went and, you know, did all the stuff to them. Then they backfilled dirt over them and made a hill over the actual thing, and then planted grass so it like it matches all the surrounding thing. It looks like they live in the Shire. Yeah. I'm like, this is what I want.
That is cool.
I mean, what a perfect house, because then as far as storms and all that kind of stuff.
Even temperature regulation.
Exactly. You are protected.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the new game?
No. So what do I need? Do I need a PlayStation?
Oh, you don't even have the
5?
Yes.
Yeah, I brought mine. You want?
Well, you brought it with you.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's so great.
How long has the PlayStation 5 been out? Is it
a long time? They're already working on the PlayStation 6.
Okay, so,
but don't wait.
Just
don't wait for it.
No, no. Go ahead and get it. So it's like 400.
I was going to say, or isn't there an Xbox? Or we don't do that. We play in PlayStation.
I've always been PlayStation. Yeah, I had an Xbox. I actually had like 5 Xboxes because I had to keep turning them in to get the new ones to replace the broken ones. And I know a lot of people go, oh, they fixed that. But, man,
whatever.
I got burned enough. I'm
so
done.
So PlayStation 5 and then...
And then that's internet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The problem is I don't have a whole lot of time. But the flip side of that is I get home from work. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. When I get off work, I get home and I can't really go to sleep until like 6.
Oh, this would be perfect.
Yeah. So,
6 in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My problem is, but that's
a
couple hours. But the problem is, I won't play a couple hours. I'll be sitting there at 9.
Dude, this guy, Bubba's been like,
you know, that's
he's
what I'm worried
figuring
about.
Out the recruiting.
Oh, the recruiting is deep, and I've got it down now. I've figured it out because you have to be able to leave scholarships so you can dive into the transfer portal.
Oh,
but the bad thing is
oh,
if you leave too many scholarships, there's a balancing act. If you leave too many scholarships, then you're going to have you're not going to be able to fill your roster in the portal.
It's
correctly.
Past, it's just like playing the game.
I don't even play the actual games.
Yeah, a lot of people just sim it because you can just sim the game.
I used to do that. I used to do the Dynasty and do all the other stuff.
Yeah. Okay,
and play
so
the
you've
hard
done, you've
games.
Had, you, so you had the old one.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Okay. I used to get it every year. I would be the first week. I would buy the brand new one.
I would alternate.
What started the 4-5 TVs in my living room started on New Year's Day. I don't remember, like early 2000s. Me and all of the – I lived in an apartment complex. It was all single dudes. And so everybody brought their TV over. We got a cable splitter. We watched all – back then they used to have four bowl games on at one time.
Yeah.
And so we'd watch all four of the games because we had all our TVs in the living room. We thought we were like
kings Elvis. Of the world.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
eating like cheap food, you know, cheese in a can. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, we're just sitting there drinking beer, eating cheese in a can, watching
like
all four.
The stuff I still
freaking
eat.
Amazing. But then eventually the reason I had that permanent setup is because I would use one of the little TVs to watch, either play the game or watch TV and play the game at the same time. I'd be playing the game and I'd have the football game on. I could do both at once.
Would you play the game that you were watching?
Oh, sometimes. Yeah.
You know, in MLB, you can do that. You can pull up. They have a thing that says you want to play the teams that are playing today.
Yes.
With the roster.
With the pitchers and all
awesome.
That.
The starters
that's
and all
pretty
that.
Great.
Yeah. So I think I have a PS4.
And we're talking about EA's college football, the new one on PlayStation.
I think we never said that. Yeah.
Well, I don't think we ever did.
I don't think we ever said that.
That's we just, you said the game and
guy,
I knew immediately.
In Guyland, I can go to a complete stranger. about the right age guy and go, hey, man, you playing much?
You got the new game?
Oh, yeah, man. I can't figure out the recruiting, though. They would be right there. They know.
The night it came out or the day after, this kid called my show and I said, what are you doing, man? And he said, oh, I've been playing. He's 14 years old. Uh-huh. I've been playing the new NCAA video game. I'm like, oh, how is it? He goes, this is amazing. I said, how old are you? He said, 14. I said, so you've never played a college football video game? No. Mm-hmm. They didn't have college football video games. Did you know that? I'm like, no, they used to, kid.
Correct that,
Let
kid.
Me tell you, once upon a time, we got a new one every year. Yeah. They'd change it a little bit, make it worth playing. It was amazing. Remember the play-by-play?
And that's,
how freaking amazing
same.
That was?
So Frankie, my son, because I still have the original ones from 2013, 2014, the last ones they made, we played all the time. So he's really like excited to have the new version, but he's like, you know, I kind of think the other one might have been a little more fun. He goes, this is awesome, the graphics are great. He's like, but it just feels a little different, and I don't know what he's talking about. Maybe he just remembers it different, because we hadn't played the old ones in about 3 years together. So but he's like, this is great, but I kind of miss the old ones. And I'm like, what? You miss? What do you miss about it?
Lee Corso, maybe, because that was great.
Oh, was Lee like the
Lee Corso
the guy?
Was the play-by-play guy.
Oh, wow.
But dude, I've been slaying the Olympics. Slaying.
What?
The Olympics, betting on the Olympics.
Oh, the betting on it. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. You watching it? Are you, what?
Yeah, yeah.
He's participating.
Yeah, I'm watching like handball. I'm going to get into breaking.
Can you bet on that?
I don't know. Do you know that they have rules for the breakdancing competition that you can't make an aggressive or sexual, like...
You get docked.
You get docked points if you do like a... I don't know. Like you like...
They say like violent, aggressive.
Yeah.
Is there breakdancing etiquette that I'm not aware of? Like,
Yeah.
Well, I thought breakdancing was supposed to be, you know, that aggressive thing.
I don't think they want you pointing at your junk and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's talking about how bad
not that
the opening...
stopped them for the opening Olympics.
No, everybody's talking about how bad it was. But I just did y'all remember it being that long? Like, I watched it for 3 hours.
Oh,
guys bringing
nuts.
People in on boats. It didn't used to take that long to get you say that.
Do I remember the guy's nuts being that long? No, I don't.
I mean, man, can you imagine in our parents' day somebody having their junk just hanging out?
Oh, dude, it was so weird. Like, I was so looking forward to it. I enjoyed every time it happened.
Yeah. We were hopeful that it was going to end up being like the French version, like, you know, some kind of crazy... Like the way they did the Queen of England.
Yeah.
With James Bond.
That was awesome.
Something they could have done something really cool.
Yeah, it just got weird. It got so
it kept getting weirder
weird.
And
creatively
weirder.
Weird. You can be creative and not be weird. You can. People do it all the time.
I agree.
And it's like, it's just...
The bringing people in on the boats was so... I mean, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then, no, because it took 3 hours. They used to do all the fancy dancing and stuff in the big show, and then the athletes would walk
just
in.
Walk
it would take
in.
Like 45 minutes for
everyone's
each country to walk in. Oh, here they all come.
They're moving them. Keep them going. Go.
And there's this country, and they do them all at once.
And you can see what they're wearing.
Oh,
they get to talk about it.
They're walking,
they get
and they're waving.
The
on the boat, there was no like, attention paid on...
It was
so dumb.
It's like your aunt, uncle,
and they talk about who the flag bearer was. I'm like, you can't even see see them. Nope. They're somewhere on that boat.
Nope.
They're not actually holding the flag.
Terrible.
They are. You can't tell.
In hindsight, now I agree.
Yeah.
Now I agree. I thought it was a very cool, very French thing. But
I'll tell you another thing they have to change. And no, and they're not going to, but they got to change the Home Run Derby. Because and I haven't been here in a few weeks, so forgive me for going back. But
so you're talking about the All-Star
game?
The
All-Star game, house.
Home Run Derby used to be the best thing on television. Okay, it was my favorite thing to watch every year because it was every hit was almost, was possibly a home run. And but they would wait because it wasn't timed. It was based on number of pitches or number of missed pitches. So that each time you missed a pitch or you didn't hit home run was an out. So that every pitch they'd hit the home run and we'd all watch. And you'd have Chris Berman going way back, gone. All right, next pitch. And then now it's all about how many can you hit in a minute or whatever.
It keeps it moving.
Yeah, but they don't actually see the next ball.
Because they're on there.
It's just watching a guy hit. You don't even see where the ball goes. Yeah. Like, you know, or the camera will flash the ball in the back. It's too fast. We made it too fast.
Speaking of baseball, before we get off of this, I saw a thing on Facebook where they're talking about offering Barry Bonds. They said San Francisco needs to offer Barry Bonds a league minimum deal so he'd have the opportunity to get into a game and pinch hit one game before the end of the season so that his Hall of Fame eligibility clock resets. And I'm like, that's actually a genius idea because there's no reason Bonds is not in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, I feel the same way about Roger Clemens. I don't care what Roger Clemens took. That man was the most dominant pitcher of an entire generation.
Yeah. That was also taking stuff.
Yeah. So allegedly. But I don't know.
Did Carson get you?
Carson.
I'm just over here, man.
I didn't know if she
was. Not into baseball.
I feel like I've gone to the end of Reddit. So.
When Barry Bonds was 39 years old, they walked him 120 times intentionally.
I know.
Cabrera has had 103 walks in 20 years intentional. Yep. That's crazy.
Barry Bonds set the home run, single season home run record the same season he set the single season intentional walk record in the same year.
Mike Trout has been intentionally walked 120 times in his career. Yeah. Barry had the same amount of walks in 1 year. They were too afraid to pitch to him. That's how amazingly dominant he was.
D, I think of you every time I see either a Tony Gwynn stat, because there's a bunch of them. And there's just these deep baseball stats that I love. Like Tony Gwynn faced, and Smoltz, Maddox, and the two other guys that are all in the Hall of Fame. Four Hall of Fame pitchers. He faced them a total of like 1,200 times in his career, and they struck him out four times.
Yeah. They were all in the Hall of Fame.
They were all in the Hall of Fame. Between them, they have 12,000 strikeouts, okay?
And only
four times. Did they ever strike him out? That's just that kind of
stuff.
Why
do you think of me?
I don't know, because weird baseball stats like that. Like, that's the kind of stuff when I worked there, I'd come in and I'd go, read that.
Oh. Right.
I think about sending them to you, but I think, you know, it's just nerdy. No one, who's going to care?
I don't.
You know,
don't
so like
don't.
When I see some weird political thing, I send it to Bubba on Twitter every time.
God, he's gotten a lot better. He's not.
I have.
Did y'all hear that? I think on the podcast, that was Dee's eyes rolling.
I'm a lot better.
No, after the assassination attempt, it's been fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
He didn't go off the deep end into conspiracy theories?
No. Very grounded.
Oh.
So. Every so often, I will say something.
Oh, my God. It's gotten worse. Almost every day now, a little something.
How did you find out about the assassination attempt on President Trump? Because I got a text from Bubba. I'm pretty sure you did too. That's how
I sent it to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah
I did.
He sent me a text. That's when I turned the TV on.
Oh, see, it was, I didn't get it from, I don't think I got it from you guys. I think you did send it, maybe.
You already had it. Probably.
But I had already heard from another bud.
Of course.
And my bud was like, this is what he called it. He goes, oh, yeah, you're watching all this dumb fake stuff going on. I'm like, what? He goes, all this stuff with the trying to shoot Trump. I'm like, what? He goes, just put your thing on. So I put on my Twitter and I started doing the live streams. I'm like, wait a minute. And after I saw it, I went, oh, wait, that doesn't look fake.
Yeah, it's not fake.
And you didn't get a text alert on your phone from eaglesflyfree.org?
Yeah, don't you have that phone that was given to you, your burner? I give them to you at the VFW every week.
I'm not saying a word.
I know they had it. The first people to post about it at patriotsliveheare.net. I know all those sites. Y'all don't know that inside jokes that Bubba would always send us links to, and my mother-in-law does this still. She'll send me links to some stories claiming some wild conspiracy, and it's a news story, but it's a news story, and it's from EaglesFlyFree.com. I'm like, that's not news.
I have actually been using, and they should sponsor the show and the podcast that stuff, Ground News. Big D turned me onto this a long time ago, and Ground is actually, it's pretty great because
that's good.
It shows you the news. And then it tells you the slant, and then it shows you the same article as written from the left, from the right, from the center.
And you can see how it's...
See how all the posturing is and who's doing what and who's now saying what and all that kind of stuff.
I'm not saying it's better than across this line, you do not .org, but...
You're not getting the real story, D.
I'm just saying.
You want the real story, listen, go to What Finger News. That's what I'm going to say.
You
want
to be a sheep, go ahead. Yeah.
Believe what I tell you. Freedom.cnet.
I'm on What Finger right now, and it's pretty great. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, and talking about the Daddy Long Legs Biden. Have you seen that?
Oh, my God.
That conspiracy going around. Oh, there's so many great things.
Well, I saw it. I saw it in the news. It was on MinutemenDiedForYourSins.com.
Bob is the only one I know who gets his news from Nickelodeon.
Look, man.
Why is this news anchor got green slime all over him?
Oh, I would watch that, by the way.
Of course
you know. I would.
Too. If I told Bubba, I know it's stupid, man, but Nickelodeon is doing this news thing. Oh, yeah? And they get slimed every once in a while. Really? And they partnered up with the country of Mexico, and all of the weather girls are from Mexico. They're all, I'm in. Hot,
you had me at hot Mexican weather girls. Why did I do that? That's usually, that's a thing, isn't it?
I remember a guy, he's like, you know, that's a thing. I'm like, I know, yeah, it know. Is. The Mexican, hot Mexican weather.
Yeah, you really need to watch It's Always Sunny.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's in an episode.
Oh, is it?
Of course. Yes.
It
is. Always Sunny is fantastic. And it's such
a
great
show.
Why
would I watch it? Sounds like I'm living it.
Yeah. You kind of are. You're right.
By the way,
I remember.
I just want to thank Elon Musk for protecting free speech.
You know what?
Here we go.
He spent $44 billion to save the world.
God bless that man. I mean it. I'm not even making fun of Bubba.
Are you reliving what's at your meetings or something? Is that all right, you know, that's right. That's right, Daryl. Anyone else want to say something here? And then I'd see
God bless Elon Musk.
A Fletch type
character.
He's
about to fight the Maduro.
Just remember, when you want the real news, guys, after the meeting, just always get your alerts turned on at redwhiteandtrue.org.
Red, white, and true. Let's get that one. I don't think that's real. We need it.
True.
Red, white, and true.
Oh my
gosh! I used to be able to make these up for. I'm out of practice. It's just really. You just got to take some patriotic imagery and then pick a dot. Or it's like our favorite game from 20 years ago. Or
give
15
me liberty
years ago.
Dot freedom.
Give me liberty. where you pick an animal, a random body part and a random state. Oh, so great, Carson. Do you know about that? The guy who called, threatened to kill us or to beat us up. Ever show your face in Deer's eyeball, Oregon? It was somewhere. It was Oregon,
it was
I think.
Oregon. I thought it was
or Washington.
It was Idaho.
Wow.
I don't know.
And, or it might have been Idaho. So, but it was. Mad.
I don't even know. And I don't think.
Don't you ever show your face in? And then.
And I think he had the wrong show to begin with. Because
I think so.
Because
we were like, what is he mad about? But it was.
We were literally making fun of people and whatever. And it was not him.
It was animal.
It is
body
now.
Part.
It is
state.
Now.
So then we would just randomly do it just to see who you ever come around Deer Toenail, West Virginia.
Well, it's good to see you, Patrick.
It's good to see you too.
The IOC is saddened by the abuse of male boxers beating up on women, and that is an actual headline. Wow.
On what?
The International Olympic Committee is saddened by abuse of male boxers who beat up on women. I don't know where. This is one of my little Freedom Eagle type things.
Of course
it
is. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to just close those so I can concentrate.
Well, everybody, thanks for coming out to the meeting.
This was the podcast.
If you want to, remember, don't drink water out of this plastic. They're killing us.
That's it. On my house.
Just pass the canteen around.
That fluoride is birth control.
Yeah. Killing us sip by sip.
Gretchen Wilson is back. For those of you who are listening on YouTube, go and take a look and check the Gretchen Wilson interview. But for those of you listening here on an audio podcast app, Gretchen Wilson talking about first new song in 6 years. It's pretty crazy. And she's got a nuts kind of story about where did all the money go. It's all coming up right after the closing jingle.
And if you need to, you can always get more from Bubba at shiningcityonahill.net.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay. You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
I got a tree on my house.
The podcast.
Gretchen Wilson in the studio. What's up, Gretchen?
How are you? It's been a minute.
Been good.
Hi.
Hey, Gretchen.
Is this seriously 20 years?
20 years from the beginning. Yeah. It's isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that didn't seem right.
I was a redneck woman with a baby on my hip. Now the baby's getting married.
Wow.
The baby's
almost legal.
Yeesh. Yeah, that's a whole other life crisis that I'm, you know, she's my only.
How are you handling that?
I'm doing pretty well, actually.
Are you involved in the wedding plan?
I am writing the checks.
Oh, see, I thought you were just talking metaphorically.
No, my kid is so awesome. She's got a complete handle on this. She knows exactly what she wants. She's also very frugal, which I'm really happy.
Yeah,
you're
that's
very
awesome.
Proud of that.
Yes.
Very happy. And about so that. This could have turned into something really big and crazy, but it's not. It's expensive, I'm not going to lie, but it's not crazy.
I don't think there's a such thing as a cheap or inexpensive wedding.
Yeah.
I've seen people do like the backyard weddings and all, which is brilliant.
Mm-hmm. No, my daughter would not have that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She
and
had
when
to...
I what's really hilarious is I was like, "Well, did you invite Kid Rock?" She's like, "No. He's your friend, not mine." It's like, my kid doesn't want Kid Rock at her wedding.
Wow.
She's so weird.
With the whole thing of Redneck Woman, when that song came out, it was like that giant boulder from Indiana Jones. That thing came rolling out.
Couldn't get out of the way.
And it crushed everything in its path.
Yeah.
There aren't many of those moments.
No.
At all. Not just... most people don't get that ever.
I look back on it and know that it was definitely a God thing. I mean, all of the cards were really stacked against me when you look at, you know, where I came from and what, you know, if you look at what my life was supposed to be, it wasn't supposed to be this, you know, I am very aware of that. And so I give thanks where thanks is due. Everyone's told us that song's not going to work. You're cussed 13 times in it. You know, I guess there's 12 hells and one damn.
You know. All right, things have changed a lot.
Yes,
in 20 years,
so. Yeah, but I mean, and I was being told that nobody's going to play that. The program directors are just absolutely not going to like that coming out of a woman's mouth. And you know, this is a long time ago. It was just a little too raw, and it was the fans. It
Did
was the old-fashioned fans calling to the station saying. And that probably doesn't really happen that much anymore. But the fans took it over, and they made it happen.
It still does happen. But what I was going to say is, did people forget about Loretta? That song could have been recorded by Loretta Lynn, and it would have fit with her catalog.
Right. And in the beginning, I remember a lot of people saying, no one's ever done this. No one's ever said this. And I would say to him in interviews, yeah, they have. It's just been a minute. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
But are you kidding? Now I've got the pill. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Loretta Lynn did all of this. She just did it in this block of time, and it hasn't been done since then. I wasn't first.
That that video is iconic. I just have in my head of you on
the video for Redneck Woman.
Yeah. A view on the four wheeler, like, peeling out. And she's like,
mudding.
What did you say?
I said that was probably my Uncle Vern. So I did a lot of the four wheeling in that, like the going down through that creek and the opening shot and splashing and all of that. I did do a lot of that, but I didn't do all my own stunts. My Uncle Vern, who's not with us anymore, but we put a long brown-haired wig and some big hoop earrings and the same kind of ripped jeans. And if you watch really closely, the body on the four-wheeler goes from being my little body to a bigger body to a little body to a bigger body.
What?
So my Uncle Vern, yeah, he did some of that mudding with his good friend Boyd. Boyd was the other dude on the four-wheeler.
So well, that's awesome.
You have two fake ones? You had two fake Gretchens?
Now, wait. My Uncle Vern also is the one who took his bra off. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Vern.
We call him Aunt Vern now.
Aunt Vern.
Vern is so backwards. Actually, that day, my manager and some other people were taking pictures on site, digital photographs.
Yeah.
And he got done with his little segment, and he walked into the trailer and took the earrings and the hat off and wiped some of the mud off his face and looked at one of the cameras and said, "Man, that was today." Like, he could not believe that there he'd never seen digital photos.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. There's no 1 hour, didn't have to have anything right processed.
That was in the developing, the end of the developing. Yes.
Well, I kind of wish you hadn't told me all that about Vern and not.
Listen, I'm
not
still
being
a badass.
You.
No, I'll take
not
as
much. Just not as much. Just not.
All right.
You're not. I mean, it's.
Maybe I should just leave. Bye. Folks, thanks. All right. Thanks for your time.
Gretchen Wilson is with us in the studio. The first song in 6 years. Is that true?
Yeah.
New song in 6 years?
I had a rough go of it with the COVID thing. I haven't, I'm not the social media tell everybody all of my oohs, but.
What happened?
Well, I'm one of them long hauls. I got some respiratory stuff happening now that I'd never had before.
So. Oh, wow. And that's got to be tough to be a singer.
Super high blood pressure and asthma. Never had any of that until after COVID. And so I'm on like this massive amount of blood pressure meds, like something like an 80-year-old man should be on, beta blockers. And it took a few years to get it all, leveled out, because at my age, they just weren't thinking that I was going to need that much medicine in order to get the blood pressure straight. So, yeah, that's why I'm kind of sneaking out this year with Big and Rich. Doing the 20-year anniversary was a great opportunity for me to just get out there and not have to go full-blown 90-minute show, so just to see what I can do.
Yeah.
And I'm great. I'm
You're
healthy.
Feeling good?
Oh, I want to do more than I'm getting to do. So, okay, yeah. Good, so good.
Were you surprised at the overwhelming reaction when you went out on stage with Ashley McBride, CMA Fest?
Okay, first of all, Ashley is the, we've been circling each other for a long time, but never really got to meet. And when I met her, I was like, thank you for being exactly who I thought you were going to be.
Yes.
You are amazing. I think I see a lot of collaborations in the future now that we've finally met.
Oh,
and
that would be awesome.
Out. But I can't imagine having done that with anybody but her now that it's happened. And the reception that I got from that stadium 20 years after the fact. I mean, I'm like, who gets to do this, really?
No,
that's right. So, the big man, he's still at work somehow. I'm doing something right because.
Do you mind jelly roll?
Say what?
You don't have jelly roll?
No.
The big man.
No, the other big man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not jelly roll.
Not jelly.
He was so sweet to my daughter, though. My daughter got to meet him backstage, and he called her Sugar, I think. I'll see you in a minute, Sugar.
See you in a minute, Sugar.
Yeah.
So this new one, Little Miss Runner-Up, what's going on here?
I wrote that song with the same two guys that I wrote Homewrecker with all those years ago. Kind of a continuation of the story. That it's that girl that just got dressed to ruin your night that night. You know what I mean? It's right. Like when you got up, you knew you were going to make my life hell tonight. Mm-hmm. And my husband's eyes google and his jaw drop, And there's a one in every crowd. And sometimes it's us. Sometimes we're that girl.
Okay.
But if you know your good girl circle of friends, we'll love to hate on her for a few minutes, but we're not going to leave her high and dry either. We'll mop her up off the floor at the end of the day and put her in the cab or, at least on a bicycle. But it's that we all know one, and it's a fun story. We're getting ready to shoot the video on it, and I'm hoping that that'll give the whole story a little more color and everybody will be able to see. But this is a video I've had in my head for years that I have been waiting for the perfect song to put it to. So I hope that it's like a little short little 3.5 minutes of comedy that people will really get a big laugh out of.
Okay. And when are
first
you
first song in 6 years? Wow.
When are you filming the video?
In a couple weeks. It's not going to take much time because my daughter is an amazing editor.
Oh, she does it all. I love that.
Yeah.
Smart, bring it all in house, man.
Yeah.
Do you remember how big of a production doing Redneck Woman video was?
All of the videos back in the beginning were huge production.
How much was that to do? Do you remember?
Well, we're getting into some real political territory here because I am still unrecouped.
Are you serious?
So you'd have to ask somebody who was sitting in that. Yeah, I've sold 12, 15 million albums and I haven't seen a penny. And that's because when, the old record deals, when you were signed, they didn't really need your permission to spend money on marketing.
Yeah, we had a deal like that too. Yeah, it was awful. Where we were paying for stuff in cities we didn't even have any connection to.
So the answer to the question is I have no idea how much was spent on that video because I was not asked or approved. However, I was 50% responsible.
So you had to put up 50% and got 0%.
Well, I didn't put it up either. They're
it was the
bank.
So she was paid by in advance. Yeah,
whatever we spend, you'll recoup out of every, you know, that's how that goes. And that's probably makes sense. I probably am actually legally not recouped.
You would think a song like Redneck Woman would have been big enough to recoup.
Well, it all comes down to the points and stuff. The artist only gets a very small amount of points in the record deal because you're basically the label in those days was just a bank. It's like a bank with a massive interest rate.
Yeah.
Is kind of how that works. And so you as the artist, you get your tiny little points, but you pay back 50% of all the spending out of your points.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it does take a very long time to recoup.
Is it? Do you feel that the process is
things
better?
Things you shouldn't say on radio.
It's good.
It's good. You need to get all this out. People need to know. Is it better now, you think?
Everything's different now.
Different, better, or just different?
Well, I think the labels have realized that in order to continue to be in the business that they're in, that they had to give a little. However, they gave a little, but they took in other areas. Like when I got signed, labels were not involved with your merchandising or your tour at all. And they are all now. Yeah. Because I think it's a matter of survival for them. Because of just the way that the world turned.
Is this what you hear, like the 360 deal? Is that what that means?
That's what a 360 deal is, yes. Okay. It's pretty much we're taking a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way that we'll make anything.
Yeah.
But again, you know, the label is still the upfront money. I mean, if you want to go out and market yourself in $1 million way, you need
$1 million.
Yeah. And so that's, I think that what artists struggle nowadays, before there was no other way to make it. You had to go through there. And now with social media the way it is, people just have so many different options that there's different avenues. You don't have to just go that one route.
Yeah.
People ask me for my advice on it. It's like, I have no idea because I'm a dinosaur compared, you know, I don't really know what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do all of that. I'm going to have to learn if I'm going to stay in this industry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, wow, that was wild. Didn't realize
now
that.
It doesn't really matter so much that I wasn't riding the four-wheeler, right? Because no. I gave you a lot
now
of
you've, yeah, you've probably blown my brain twice now. Get out of here. Gretchen Wilson, the new one is called Little Miss Runner-Up, and be looking for the videos coming out soon. We would love to have you back in and talk about this. This is fascinating. We got to get you on the podcast. That'd be fun, too. Long form.
Yeah.
Just break it all down.
That way we can say people's names.
Oh, well, you know, I still have to work and so do you.
I'm kidding. Hey, y'all, give it up. Miss Gretchen Wilson.
Thank you so much.